7 Stages of Website Development. Stages of website development. Clients find it valuable to learn the web development process we follow when working on their websites. It helps them plan and decide what they need to provide in terms of research, content, and budget. Also, it allows them to figure out the resources and time they need to allocate to their website development project. But, before jumping onto the stages of website development, let's know a bit about web development. What is website development? Web development is the building and maintenance of websites. It includes all the work to build a website that looks excellent, works efficiently and effectively, performs well, and gives a seamless user experience. Web developers do this with the help of a variety of coding languages, but it does not begin and end with coding. Let's have a look at the 7 stages of website development. All the stages of website development are equally important. In this article, we will talk about the entire process of developing a website. It starts with building a website plan to launching the website. 1. Collect information. The first and most crucial step for website development is understanding the purpose. This is the discovery stage. This is where you'll figure out the requirements and expectations of the client from the website. Before you start working on the website, you should know the audience that the business wants to attract to its site and the content needed for them. These kinds of questions help you make a better strategy for your website. Once you have the answers to your questions, you can get onto the next step stage and plan the website creation. 2. Website planning. Having a well-described and detailed plan before starting website development can help you save many resources like time and money. Every minute you spend in planning saves 10 minutes in execution. This gives you a 1000% return on energy. A. Brian Track. So, after collecting all the necessary information, the developers can start planning the website. As a part of their planning for website development, the developers aim to meet their mission with the client's vision of the website. If you plan and create a site map, you can build a website that will work great and get you closer to your business objectives. Having a wireframe visually describes the site, showing all the functions and features needed like login, email subscription, admin, live chat, etc. Once you have a concrete website plan, you should discuss and get it approved by the client before you start to code or even work on any design. Once everything looks fine to them, you can get on to the next step of website development. 3. Website design. It's time to start designing and adding visual elements to give your website a shape. The visual elements like the logo and brand colors strengthen the brand identity. The web design should be created keeping the client and their interests in mind, as it determines the success of your online business. The designers can create one or more prototypes for the website. Having clickable prototypes lets the client have a final look and feel of the website before it's developed. The design layout is then reviewed by the customer, who sends you the feedback. 4. Content creation. Once the landing page and other designs are approved, it's time to start creating written and visual content for your landing page. You must have real content to work on before the development phase of the website begins. Content that clearly communicates your business, service, and product enriches your website's user experience. The content should be guided by keyword research and SEO rules. Search engines quickly pick up well-written, informative, and keyword-rich content, making the site easier to find. 5. Development. After careful planning, we reach the most important phase of the website development process. At this step, you can create the website itself. Usually, the first page is created, then all the sub-pages are added. Frameworks and CMS should be applied to ensure that the server can handle all the installations and set them up efficiently and effectively. The developers define the technologies, functionalities, and integrations required for back-end and front-end development. Development occurs in 2 phases. Front-end development. Once the clients approve the designs for the website, they are turned into live digital experiences using unique animations and effects. The developers ensure they build a user-friendly website that's responsive on all devices using HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Back-end development. The back-end developers follow the high-quality standards and processes and use the selected technologies to create a back-end code on Microsoft .NET and Node.js that enables user-side and server-side interaction, interfacing the whole website. It might not appear to the end user, but the back-end developers are responsible for creating high-performance and scalable websites, taking care of the technical SEO, security, and user experience. 6. Testing after the development phase. It's time to test the website. The quality assurance team thoroughly tests the website's elements, including speed to responsiveness and other design elements, integrations, security, etc. Testing is essential before the website goes live. Test every link to ensure that there are no broken ones among them. You need to check every script and form and run a spelling check to find out any possible typing mistakes. After testing the website for content, functionality, and design, upload the files to the server. Once you upload the files to the server, review and recheck your website. This ensures that all the files are correctly uploaded, and the website is working right before the official launch. 7. Launch and maintenance. Once the website is delivered, you must ensure that everything works okay, and everyone is satisfied. You should always be ready to make any necessary changes. The feedback option will tell you what problems users face and what you need to fix. Do not forget to keep updating your website from time to time. It's all about finding the right balance between structure and function. You need to use the correct elements like the right fonts, colors, and design motifs to let people navigate and experience your site to the best. Wrapping up, in the end, we can say that the website development process doesn't always start with coding and doesn't end with the launch of your website. The post-launch period is more significant. So, your project should be flexible enough to make changes and update the website whenever needed. Still confused about it? Consult a website development company.